In this news update's being brought to you by the Pizza Shack. Why go to a chain when you can get the best pizza in town at the Pizza Shack? Your local pizza restaurant located at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A courtroom drama unfolding at Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris. A felony firearms case has taken a decisive turn. Ryan Robert Martin, facing serious charges of possessing weapons and ammunition as a prohibited person, has entered a high-stakes plea agreement. In a move that bypasses a preliminary examination, Martin will plead guilty to firearm possession charge, but with critical habitual offender fourth enhancement. The prosecution, in exchange, has agreed to dismiss the ammunition count and will not pursue any additional charges. The deal also mandates the forfeiture of all seized firearms and ammunition. This pivotal decision now moves Martin to circuit court for arraignment on April 13th, with his bond remaining in place. It's a calculated exchange, avoiding an immediate legal battle for a plea that carries significant weight, setting the stage for what comes next in this intriguing case. In Tuscola County, a tense morning at Millington Community Schools ended with relief after what authorities now confirm was a false emergency call, part of a dangerous trend known as swatting. Police say the incident began just before 11 a.m. when a bomb threat was phoned into a district building. Within minutes, officers from Millington Police Department and Tuscola County Sheriff's Office rushed to the scene, locking down the school as precaution, with a full-scale search going underway. Students and staff remained secured inside as law enforcement combed the buildings. A specially trained bomb detection canine was also brought in to assist. After an extensive sweep, officials found no explosives, no suspicious items, and no sign of danger. Investigators now believe the threat was not credible, but the response was very real. Authorities also revealed that another nearby school reported a similar incident around the same time, raising concerns about a coordinated or a copycat activity. Swatting is a false report made to trigger emergency responses, is a serious crime that can drain critical resources and put lives at risk. Police emphasize that incidents like this are treated with urgency and can lead to significant criminal charges. The lockdown was lifted once the buildings were cleared, allowing students and staff to return to normal activities, and no injuries were reported. Officials are continuing to investigate who may be behind the call while thanking the school community for their patience and their cooperation during what they describe as a highly disruptive but ultimately unfounded incident. And a former teacher at Michigan Lutheran Seminary has admitted to a series of sex crimes involving a student, bringing a swift turn in a case that has been heading towards trial. 31-year-old Carl Boder entered guilty pleas to 9 charges in court Thursday, avoiding a pretrial hearing that had been scheduled just hours earlier. The charges span a range of offenses, including criminal sexual conduct with a student, possession and distribution of abusive materials, and using digital communication to facilitate the crimes. Prosecutors say the victim was 17 years old at the time of the incidents, which took place over the summer. Boder resigned from the school in August and was later arrested in December. His bond remained set at $1 million. Boder now faces a mandatory minimum prison sentence of 5 years, with the most serious charge carrying a potential penalty of up to 15 years behind bars. His attorneys say the decision to plead guilty was made to spare the victim and her family from further trauma, bringing a case that shook a school community one step closer to sentencing. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Every Wednesday night, the Pizza Shack in Bad Axe features their delicious all-you-can-eat pizza buffet from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The buffet features three different kinds of pizza, along with cheesy bread, dough balls, a full salad bar, and cinnamon balls to wrap it up. There's something for everyone. It's just $10.99 for adults, $5.99 for kids ages 6 to 10, and kids 5 and under eat free, making it the best dinner deal in town. You'll find the Pizza Shack at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, just 6 blocks north of the M142 and M53 intersection in downtown Bad Axe, serving fresh, hot pizza 7 days a week. The Pizza Shack also offers grinders, chicken wings, loaded mac and cheese, salads, and desserts. They're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays. For takeout or more information, call 989-623-0399 and follow the Pizza Shack on Facebook. Pizza Shack. Less cooking, more pizza.
And we're back with a look at more news. The sporting world's mourning the loss of Jeff Seaman, a college football Hall of Famer and standout linebacker at Stanford University who passed away March 28th at the age of 75. He was cornerstone of Stanford defense and led the team to two consecutive Rose Bowl victories in the 1970s. Following his collegiate success, he had a distinguished 11-season career in the NFL with the Minnesota Vikings. Tributes from the National Football Foundation highlighted his leadership on the field and his lasting impact on the Stanford athletic community. And North Korean state media reported successful tests of a new ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States mainland. The test is seen by international analysts as a clear signal of Pyongyang's intent to modernize and extend its strategic arsenal. The UN Security Council is expected to meet tomorrow to discuss the launch. Neighboring Japan and South Korea both issued strong condemnations, noting the test further destabilizes the security environment in the Indo-Pacific region. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by the Pizza Shack. Why go to a chain when you can get the best pizza in town at the Pizza Shack, your local pizza restaurant located at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe.
Hey, Thumb area! Stay connected with thumbnet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit thumbnet.net today. Thumbnet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? Thumbnet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on thumbnet.net. Visit thumbnet.net today and start saving. Thumbnet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.